Good morning. It's time for In the Green Outdoors with Carol Kelly and Gail Martin. Each week, the ladies will bring you planting and gardening ideas, tell you about native Ohio plants, prairies, and habitats. Great tips for everything in the green outdoors. This week with Gail Martin.
Good morning. This is Gail Martin coming to you with another segment of In the Green Outdoors. As promised, I'm again presenting on Ohio wild, edible, and medicinal plants. And today's broadcast is going to continue the commentary on native trees. And these trees, of course, are not just useful for food and medicine, but also can be ornamental and beneficial to wildlife. Today's trees are pawpaws and persimmons. Now, the pawpaw, by the way, is a state fruit of Ohio, and it can easily be found in Ohio's woodlands. And I hear that a butterfly that hosts on pawpaws is being recommended to become the state insect. And if you don't know what butterfly that is, I'll tell you right now, it's the zebra swallowtail. There are some people who are pushing to have the zebra swallowtail as the Ohio state butterfly or insect. And of course, since it hosts on pawpaws, that makes sense. So pawpaws can easily be found in Ohio's woodlands, and their fruit is present throughout the summer, but it doesn't ripen until fall. Now, although pawpaws frequently grow in clusters, we often think of it as a pawpaw patch, the trees in a patch are often genetically identical because they're connected underground by roots. And so, in biological terms, they're a single plant, even though there might be 20 what looks like single trees, it's all one. So it's found throughout Ohio and most of the eastern United States. And pawpaws have really gained popularity lately. They have leaves and branches that deer avoid. That's great. The fruit is loved by all animals and people. And the pawpaw is just a fascinating native tree. It's the only local member of a large, mostly tropical plant family, and it produces the largest edible fruit native in North America. The fruit resembles a short, fat banana in size, and some people think it tastes a little bit like a banana. I don't know. I think it's just got a really unique taste. Pawpaw fruit is nutritious, and it's high in vitamin C, iron, and also is a good source of potassium, just like bananas. Pawpaws are an understory or woodland edge tree. They often grow in areas with deep, moist soil, and they're often found around streams and riverbanks. They can also be found on hillside floodplains, ravines, and in ditches. Although they produce more fruit in the sun, pawpaws also will grow in quite shady areas. Pawpaw bark has been used medicinally due to its useful alkaloid content. It has also been used as food by Native Americans, and the thin, fibrous inner bark has been used to make fishing nets. That fibrous bark was also used by Native Americans and early settlers for rope and cordage, and is still useful for that purpose because the bark strips easily and separates into long, strong fibers. The fibers can extend the whole length of the tree without interruption, so fiber lengths can reach 20 feet or more, which make cordage making very easy. The pawpaw's pollinators includes flies and beetles, and they often will have fruit hunters who find a tree with fruit. And pawpaws now, sometimes if you only have one pawpaw, now remember, I just mentioned that it can be one pawpaw but still have maybe 20 trees around it. That's included just one tree, basically. So you have to have two separate trees to be able to get cross-pollination and get a good supply of fruit. So if you don't have more than one pawpaw patch, you're not going to get pawpaws. For human foragers, it's hard to find whether the fruits are ripe, and also it's hard to get the fruit because often somebody else has got to it before you. And it can be hard to shake the tree and get the fruit down Pawpaw trees aren't good to climb. They're not really good climbing trees. And you can only find ripe fruits very seldom that the local wildlife hasn't already gotten to. Possums, foxes, squirrels, raccoons, and birds are all known to enjoy pawpaw fruit. Male zebra swallowtail butterflies will fly around their host plant, a pawpaw, in search of females. And after mating, the female butterfly will lay her eggs on the leaves of the pawpaw trees. And the caterpillars, which are then hatched out, they live and pupate underneath the leaves of the pawpaw. And about 1 month is required for a zebra swallowtail egg to develop into a zebra swallowtail butterfly. Some caterpillars will spend this entire winter in hibernation below the tree before emerging as a butterfly. And then once they emerge, there's no growth stage for these butterflies and they start reproducing right away. Such a butterfly after emergence might live 6 months in its natural habitat. And that's a pretty long time for a butterfly in Ohio to live. So I think it's very fascinating. Pawpaws are great fruit. If you have a chance to get a pawpaw tree and you have space to have a couple of pawpaw patches, do it. The fruit is great, and it's so beautiful to see those zebra swallowtails flying around. Now, my next tree is the American persimmon. And a lot of people don't realize that we actually do have a native persimmon. It's a very attractive native tree that requires very little maintenance when you have it planted in an appropriate site. And American persimmons can range from southern Connecticut clear down to Florida and west to Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Iowa. So this tree is pretty widespread. It grows in the wild just fine, but it has been cultivated for bigger fruit and wood since colonial times. Now, American persimmon grow to 20 feet in well-drained soil. And in the summer, this species will produce fragrant flowers, which are dioecious, so you have to have a male and a female tree to obtain fruit. The flowers are pollinated by insects and wind, and fruiting typically begins when the tree is about 6 years old. The persimmons you see in grocery stores are usually Asian persimmons. American persimmons are much smaller than the Asian ones, and American persimmons can have a bitter and astringent flavor if you pick it a little early. So you want to make sure that you have really ripe fruit. When it's ripe, it's usually a golden orange or a red color, and then it's very sweet. You can find 100 uses for persimmon fruit. The pulp makes good baked products, and it can be dried into fruit leather. And the fruit is great in jams and jellies as well. This was probably one of the first cultivated plants among Native Americans. They're easy to grow from seed, and the trees will mature to fruit-bearing size once in a while in as little as 4 years, but generally 6 years is what you would find. The fruits were used in many ways and provided a much-needed vitamin C. And it's great if you've got a fruit that's going to give you vitamin C in the winter, and you can dry this fruit as fruit leather. It was used in pemmican, makes it really great. So it would be mixed with dried meat, fat, and grain to make that pemmican. And it was used as a travel or winter food. And they also would press the seeds for oil. The astringent, unripe persimmon fruit was used medicinally to stop bleeding and as a gargle for sore throats. Native Americans also made tea from the leaves of persimmons and a coffee-like drink from the ground seeds. During the 19th century, there were people in America who were making beer, wine, and brandy from persimmon. Soldiers during the Civil War would gather persimmons to supplement their meager rations in the field. And pioneers and rural settlers would harvest the fruit for food, and then they made use of the tannins as a mordant in their natural dyes. The wood is hard-grained and is often used for tool handles and ornamental items. And the heartwood in the oldest persimmon trees was actually used as a substitute for ebony. Persimmon trees are also host plants for Luna and Regal moths, and if for no other reason, plant persimmons for that. And because these moths are losing their numbers every year, we have fewer and fewer Luna and Regal moths. So by planting a persimmon, you get fruit for yourself and a host plant for these beautiful moths. Persimmon blossoms are small and whitish yellow. They're not really showy, but they're highly sought after by native bees. And a tree in full bloom will be humming with bee activity. The flowers are also very attractive to honeybees, and persimmons are a host plant for the hickory horn devil as well, even though it's not a hickory. Native people knew that wildlife loved the fruit and would often stake out hunting blinds near persimmon groves. In fact, many modern day hunters like to hunt near persimmon trees as well. Birds such as waxwings, mockingbirds, catbirds, robins, turkeys, woodpeckers, and mammals like raccoons, skunks, and possums also enjoy the fruit. And the persimmon is also a food source for deer who will browse the leaves and twigs. Join me again in 2 weeks when my broadcast will cover more native trees and shrubs. This is Gail Martin signing out for In the Green Outdoors.
And there's your show for the week. In the Green Outdoors is a production of WZMO Radio. The show airs Saturdays and Mondays right after the second cup at about 9:30 a.m. If you have a question or comment for Carol or Gail, you can email it. Thank you for listening.